Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa wala, amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Qala Allah ta'ala ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به ثمرات مختلفا ألوانها ومن الجبال جدد بيض وحمر مختلف ألوانها وغرابيب سود. Allah Ta'ala says, do you not consider, or sorry, do you not see that Allah sends down rain from the sky and we produce thereby fruits of varying colors? And in the mountains are tracks, white and red of varying shades and some extremely black. There's a few points here that are quite interesting. First and foremost, we know that when the rain comes down, does it cause fruits to grow? Absolutely, we know that. That seems pretty straightforward. But does the rain coming down have anything to do with the color of mountains? Well, if you take a look at Rainbow Mountain, there's a few of these rainbow mountains on Earth, and they're really quite beautiful if you take a look at the pictures of them. And you'll see these incredible pictures of mountains of varying colors all around one another. And we know that these mountains have a wide range of minerals, and it's the exposure of these minerals to its environmental conditions, like the wind, like the rain, and like its altitude, that causes them to become so brightly colored. So yes, there is a connection between the rain and how these mountains are colored. So that's quite interesting. However, there is something I find even more amazing about this ayah, which is that we all know human beings go through life making this claim, oh, I wish I knew what to do. I wish I knew what was right. I feel so confused in life. I wish I had some sort of guidance. Everybody makes that claim until a certain moment comes in which guidance actually shows up. So prior to guidance showing up, everybody was in the same boat, claiming they wish they knew what was right and all basically living in misguidance. But then revelation shows up. And now this starts to distinguish people. Those who were like, finally, this is exactly what I was waiting for. Let me learn it, study it, and apply it to the best of my ability so I have my guidance. And then others who are like, oh, well, I mean, I don't know, maybe later. Procrastinate. Oh, I'm not really sure. I have my doubts. What type of doubts? Oh, I don't know. They don't research it. And ultimately, you can tell that deep down, the answer is, I never really wanted that guidance. So we see that rain comes down, and rain is one H2O. It's all water. And yet, subhanAllah, with that one, you could say source, this one, you know, physical material coming down, this rain, through it, despite the fact that it is one, you find that subhanAllah, such varying colors show up, such variety in fruits. And so in a similar manner, Allah Ta'ala is alluding to the fact that revelation comes down, and you would expect that, look, humanity says they want to be guided, here's your guidance, and yet you see such a diverse reaction to it. This book, some people are guided by it, and other people are sent more astray by it. Not because of the contents of the book, but because of their own hearts and their own deviance. What's also interesting about this ayah, the ayah previous to it is what? ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ Allah Ta'ala mentions that sometimes I will take, I will strike, and I will attack, and I will kill these disbelievers. I will punish them in a sudden manner. And how tremendous is my reproach, is my denial, is my punishment. It's as if, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala, if you look at the two ayats together, it's as if you see that the person is thinking to themselves, I thought every day was going to be comfortable. I thought every day was going to be the same. I could just keep living in sin and it would be perpetual blessings. Today would be, tomorrow would be like yesterday and the day before. Everything would be the same. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, don't you look at the diversity? Don't you see the diversity in my creation? Don't you see the diversity in the fruits that I produce, in the mountains that you see around you? Why would you think that every day is going to be the same? Can't you imagine that things are going to be switched up? Why would everything be perpetual? How do you not see that there's going to be a variety if I'm the author of this universe and I'm the one, the creator, who made things so diverse? What's also interesting, this is a side point that deserves a little bit more analysis. I do find it quite interesting that what's mentioned is mountain tracks of white, red, and black. Meanwhile, we know that when Salih alayhi salam, Salih was the prophet that was sent to Thamud, when his people were doubting him, and saying, you claim a punishment is going to arrive. What sign do you have? What alama? What evidence do you have? Ibn Abbas, he reports that he said, تَصِيرُ وُجُوهُكُمْ فِي الْيَوْمِ الْأَوَّلْ مُصْفَرَّةِ وَفِي الثَّانِي مُحْمَرَّةِ وَفِي الثَّالِثِ مُسْوَدَّةِ ثُمَّ يَأْتِيكُمْ الْعَذَابِ فِي الْيَوْمِ الرَّابِعِ That your faces on the first day will become yellowish. And that's close to white. And then on the second day, reddish. And on the third day, they will become darkened. And then after that, on the fourth day, you will have your punishment. What I find so fascinating about this is that, like I said, the ayah before it is talking about Allah's punishment and then relating it to these different colors. The colors match. And Thamud were people who lived in what? Mountains. There you go. You caught it. MashaAllah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? But that's just a small observation. But I still think there's something deep there. And Allah knows best. But then Allah ta'ala says something brilliant and something very powerful that we all need to remember. I'll try not to take too long. The very next ayah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. And among the people, the moving creatures and the grazing livestock are varying colors as well. Similarly, then Allah says, indeed, only the people who fear Allah are who? Are amongst His servants who are those of knowledge. The only people who have true khashya and fear of Allah are the people of ilm, the ulama. Indeed, Allah is exalted and mighty in forgiveness. So this is very perplexing. Allah Ta'ala in these two ayat mentions the diversity of fruits, mountains, people, moving creatures, cattle. You have all this diversity being mentioned, and then Allah says what? Allah says that the only people that truly fear Him are people of ilm. What is the connection? I want us to think about these things. So the question is, where's the connection there? Wallahu a'lam, it seems that the connection is through the concept of arrogance. Why? Because the arrogant people, they lack fear or awe or reverence of Allah. So because they are arrogant, they will never have khashya of Allah. But at the same time, the arrogant people tend to oversimplify the world. They never see the complexity of things. They make vast sweeping overgeneralizations about groups of people, about whatever. Oh, I know all about science. I know all about health. I know all about this. I know all about religion. The guy hasn't studied anything, but he acts like he knows everything. And so you see a very powerful connection between the two. And if that's not good enough for you, maybe I'll quote for you Einstein, who apparently said, knowledge and ego are directly related. The less knowledge, the greater the ego. Right? So this is the same idea. Look at the world and see that there's so much complexity, so much diversity, so much to understand. And when you can appreciate nuance, then you will be somebody who, inshallah ta'ala, can appreciate knowledge as well. And if not, if you're arrogant about these things, then you will have no khashya of Allah and you will have no knowledge whatsoever. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, two final quotes inshallah. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, said, لا يزال المرء عالما ما طلب العلم وإذا ظن أنه قد علم فقد جهل. A man remains a scholar as long as he searches for knowledge. When he thinks he knows it all, that's when he becomes ignorant. When are you an alim? Inshallah ta'ala, if you are studying your deen and you never quit. As long as you're on that talib al-ilm path, that path of seeking your knowledge and deen, inshallah ta'ala, you're continuously climbing higher and higher. Because there's no point where you could say, now I'm done. The moment you say you're done, you just drop the whole concept that you're possibly a person of knowledge. Because you thought you were done. You always have to remain humble. And the final quote, the Prophet ﷺ says what? إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُبْغِضُ كُلَّ عَالِمٍ بِالدُّنْيَا جَاهِلٍ بِالْآخِرَةِ. I'll say that again. Please listen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُبْغِضُ كُلَّ عَالِمٍ بِالدُّنْيَا جَاهِلٍ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala dislikes, distastes, abhors. Allah Ta'ala dislikes who? Those who are so knowledgeable in this dunya and they know nothing about the akhirah. What does that imply? It's a very scary concept. We are finishing this month of Ramadan and alhamdulillah there's so much focus on our deen. And that's fantastic. And I hope that we are studying and learning our deen. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with being a specialist in whatever field you're in. MashaAllah, that's fantastic. We need specialists, obviously. We need people in all sorts of diverse fields, and it's not expected that everybody's going to be an alim of Islam. That's not even possible. It doesn't make sense. However, as you rise up, bachelor's, master's, PhD, in whatever field you're in, is it acceptable that you're still at the kindergarten level when it comes to Islam? You barely know alif bata. Is it acceptable that you barely memorized Juz Amma, you barely know even a few short surahs and you don't know what they mean? Is it reasonable that you barely know any fiqh, that you only remember your deen from the Sunday school when you were a child? Is that acceptable? Or at least, should there constantly be some sort of a progression? Even if it's low, that's okay. You don't have to be an alim, you don't have to be a big sheikh, but at least there has to be some progression. You should not be PhD level in dunya and then kindergarten level when it comes to the akhirah. So may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who appreciate nuance. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who see that the world is complex instead of being like the ignorant who make vast generalizations. And through that, may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who appreciate His greatness, His grandeur, have khashya and fear and awe and reverence, because the more we know, the more inshallah Ta'ala we realize that we don't know anything. Jazakumullahu khairan wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Oh, yes, sorry. And of course, please look up and right above. Jazakumullahu khair. Almost forgot. There is a bunch of funds. Number one, if you sign up through the QR code and become a member of the masjid, it's $1 a day. That becomes very useful, inshallah ta'ala, so we need a lot more people to sign up. Number two, as you can see, the general funds are depleting. We really need help in terms of that. Please make sure the box is full. Make sure you swipe your card. On the side there is a screen. You can swipe and put in any amount that you want, or you can put in cash. Please do not forget that. Of course, these are the last 10 nights of Ramadan, so if you want to be smart about it, set a certain amount every night. If it's, I don't know, $10 a night, $100 a night, whatever you do, put a certain amount every single night. That way, you're guaranteed to have given charity on Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.